Thanks, mate. We'll be with you in a sec.
Rump steak. Purged aubergine. Yes. Egg. Frittata. Trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
With Brad from Surf Friends, one half of the mighty Surf Friends.
It's good to be here.
Your guitar vocals.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Is it fair to say you do a lot of the tech as well?
Yeah, I do a bit of the programming on the drum machines and samplers. Yeah.
Right on.
It's good times.
Mm.
Over time, Brad, we've noticed Surf Friends get more and more sort of kraut and motoric. Is that due to your influences, or is that just due to the rabbit hole you're going down with jamming it out?
It's what drum machines want to do. That's the thing about
just keep going.
Yeah, they just.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting one, eh? I think we've definitely got a little bit more into spending a bit more time on the drum beats and stuff. I guess because we're apart a bit more than we used to be. Like, we used to jam like every night when we've been together for like 11 years now. So like, go back 11 years, I'd go to Pete's house like every night after work and we'd jam, and we're pretty enthusiastic. So it'd be like, you make a drum beat, it'd be like, and that's it. Just never touch it again. And that's it. And go for like 8 minutes or whatever and then record it, and that's it. But now we're like developed a little bit more, but not too much. It's still pretty repetitive. But yeah, it's interesting. I don't know why it has got a little bit more caught rocky, maybe, but it's sort of unintentional, I guess. Eh?
Feels natural to us.
Yeah, nice.
What's the agenda? Has John given you any direction, as in what you're going to play tonight, or is it just what Brad wants to do?
I gave him a list of a few tracks, that I've kind of been jamming lately.
You've sent through the first track was some Joe Gatt.
Hey!
Why have you selected Joe Gatt?
I saw him at Nesfest, actually.
Yeah, because his name's been everywhere, right, this summer. And there's a surf brand called the Critical Slide Society, and they have little clips in that from time to time, and I saw some cool tunes in that. And then, kind of saw him playing. I haven't seen him play live, but I just seen his name everywhere. And then I was like, better check this guy out. And then, he's got quite a few really cool tunes, eh? Quite surfy,
fun,
semi-lo-fi, real fun, good vibes, good for summer.
I do believe the guitarist for Arthur Abies. So they've just been on a bit of a tour, and I watched both those bands, Joe Gatt and Arthur Abies, at Nesfest. And it was extra pleasant. Very nice.
Is that in Hawke's Bay, is it?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It was rad.
Rad.
Should we jump into this Joe Gatt? You've selected a song called Farewell.
Yeah, it's good vibes. Right. Feel free to dance.
Yeah.
God damn, that is super fun, Brad, it from Surf Friends.
You.
I was actually just saying to John, it reminds me of the Dave Weir release a couple of years ago.
He
released a super fun sort of 60s, you know, just a fun little record.
There goes a hell good guitarist, eh?
Oh, he's
insane.
A warped genius, old Dave Weir.
Now, absolutely. Brad from Surf Friends, you've got Good Thing, which came out a couple of weeks ago, which has been number one on the BFM Top 10 for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, thrilled, eh? Bloody awesome.
Very impressive.
Where did you record that, and what was the process that went into the writing of the song?
So I kind of had the lyrics in mind before we started, and then we had been jamming some stuff, and then it kind of fitted into that quite well, changed around a little bit, recorded it in my garage here in Red Beach.
Yes!
And then...
Wait, just okay.
Does the Red Beach Bakery still have the best pies or what?
Yeah, they do some hell good rolls as well. Yes. Absolutely. There's How's always a big argument, eh? It's like Red Beach or Warkworth Bakery. Big rivalry combo there, eh?
Are you part of the Red Beach Surf Club?
Technically, yeah.
Well, more
my kids are.
Rad.
But I'm not.
Do you ever surf at Red Beach?
Well, sometimes when it's up, man. Shit, yeah. Don't
I
you
surfed
worry about
at
that,
Red
John.
Beach like 2 weeks ago on a stormy.
Shaka. Motherfucker. Yeah.
How many people were out?
Like one other.
Was that Pete?
Keen ass.
Nah, Pete's all hardcore now, eh? He's all West Coast.
Oh, careful, charges. He's listening. He kind of got pissed off about that.
Yeah, he texted, yeah.
Now, Redders can be a little bit dangerous. The rocks there. My friend of mine got totally worked over on the rocks one time. He like came to school and he's like, oh, man, I got fucking padded on the rocks. And he's just like, totally fucked up. Was like, oh, shit, yeah, Redders doesn't
the
play.
The high tide at Red Beach, mate. Mm. It's lethal. But I kinda once
like,
we...
It's like Redders for the shortboard, and if you want a Mal, you go to Oriwa. You know, like that's sort of the
yeah world. On the bar, mate. That's all good.
Right on.
World class, mate. That way for a longboard. So the track was like, we kind of got everything there, and then where we like it, and then we send it off to guy Mark Howden in Dunedin, who's worked on. We've worked with him for like 11 years, the whole time, pretty much.
Cool.
And he pretty much is like a producer, and he'll change things around a little bit, might add a few background things in, like he added those background little like keyboard noises and things like that.
Rad.
And then he'll master it as well for us, and yeah, he's amazing guy, super talented musician and everything, and yeah, he's Mark Howden, he's got Watt Records, which is WAHT.
Ooh, I feel like we might have just found the Surf Friend's secret.
Yeah, he's send your stuff to him, man. He's the man.
Rad.
Yeah.
Now, what else would you like to guest select for us this evening? We've got a few songs lined up.
Well, there was... I don't even know how to say it. It's like... Kariki? Ian Mackay from Fugazi. Yeah, is that how you say it? Kariki.
Kariki? Kariki?
Kariki.
I can't see
so
it.
So this is... It's sort of... Well, from my perspective, it's a little bit off the grid, maybe. Like, it's Ian Mackay from Fugazi's new band, and a couple of tracks pretty much could be Fugazi.
Mm.
Like, and this is one of them.
Here we go.
Oh, we just got a text in. Don't forget, if the tide's flowing at Red Beach, something, something, something.
sun will surely set, just like any other day. What's surprising is the expectation that we ever had a say. We'll be standing on that carpet on inauguration day.
Good song.
Kariki.
Red.
Yeah, quite like that.
Inauguration Day. As selected by Brad from Surf Friends.
That's why I like this segment, because we get to sort of sit back and let someone else take the wheel for a minute. In this instance, it's are you the right or the left arm of Surf Friends?
Left.
Fair.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now, Brad from Surf Friends, good thing, was number one on the BFM top 10 for the last 2 weeks in a row.
Not sure if we mentioned.
Yeah. You performed at Field of Dreams 2 years ago, which is a mini festival out on the Awhiritu Peninsula. How would you describe your Field of Dreams experience 2 years ago?
Oh man, yeah, amazing, eh? It's describing it. So it's amazing place, like, kind of you're out in the wilderness a little bit, and it's a bit of a mini amphitheater, the whole scenario, and then yeah, just amazing local bands playing. And then, to be honest, one of the parts that surprised me a lot was at the end, or not at the end, when I thought it would be the end, just how good the DJs were playing, spinning the records.
Did you get any sleep at all? Because you, I don't know what happened, but Surf Friends ended up handing over the Surf Friends PA to the DJs who played loud tunes.
We've got another PA this time, so everything's going to be right.
DJs blow your PA, or does it still work?
Nah, it's all good, eh?
Okay.
Yeah. You guys had a tight setup. You basically like showed up with your own, you have your own PA all fits in like a family mover type van. But also, testament to the band, a strong release on that compilation as well from you guys, that number one for a long time on was that Get Outdoors? Was it Outdoors?
I think it was either Outdoors or it might have been Keep Me On.
Very nice.
Yeah, one or the other.
But collecting up a few songs, basically there's gonna be an album soon. Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get our stuff sorted, eh?
Well, if you make enough songs, then all of a sudden...
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah,
look at
yeah.
That. Brad from Surf Friends, how was it opening for LMNOP down in the Coro?
Oh, yeah. Was the crowd into it? Or did you have to win them over? Or interesting vibe.
It was actually really epic. And
Rad.
We started off, like, first track, and Dave Gibson, the frontman of LMNOP, is a big supporter of... local music, right?
Mm.
And he was like front center pulling people. You know how you get that?
Come
awkward,
on, get in. Yeah.
And because it's like, you know, he's a celebrity basically. It's like people are like up there, right?
Okay, Mr. So, Dave Gibson.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool. Like, it was a really good gig, and we got good feedback, and people were happy. And man, LMNOP, I couldn't. I forgot how many hits they had.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's insane.
It's powerful.
Like, they started, right? And it was like six songs in, and I was like, what are these guys doing? They played like all their good songs, you know? And then it just kept going, and I was like, holy shit. They literally have like 12 number ones, you know? Like,
yeah, it's a strong band.
It's just like, you forget about it, and it's like, oh, that song, it's 11:57, hey, and you're like, shit, I forgot about that one.
Next one's like
every day's a Saturday, and I'm like, holy shit, forgot about that one as well.
It's like a weird, the songs have that weird, like, motive memory where you're like, oh, damn, I've kissed that chick to this track. Fuck, it was a good summer, you know? Like,
no. But I felt like the crowd was sort of like that as well, though, like, man, that's right, like, there's so many good songs, you know?
Mm.
They went off, eh? But yeah, it was a real cool gig. Unfortunately, with this COVID stuff, we would have been playing tomorrow night at Tuning Fork opening for them, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, dang.
That's a bit of a bugger. Always wanted to play in the Tuning Fork.
Cancelled?
The Tuning Fork PA.
I think
PA.
It's postponed. Okay. But I don't know. Yeah, they're probably working through that.
It'd be quite nice to get you guys through the Tuning Fork sound system. It's a really tight system down there. Sounds nice.
Yeah.
It would slap, so to speak.
Now, Brad from Surf Friends, what would you like to play next?
Who are we talking to?
Ooh,
Brad.
I reckon. So here we go. A little yarn. I got this book from Auckland Libraries that you can rent for free if you're part of Auckland Libraries, which you can do.
A book
easily.
That you can rent.
I'll just give you some yarn music. Hang on.
Yeah, and it's called Noise in My Head, Voices from the Ugly Australian Underground. And it's a really good book full of interviews with sort of smaller Australian bands. Some of them they're not all like tiny, but you know, there's like Twerps, Dick Diver and all these other bands in there. But I reckon one of the bands in that was My Disco, who I saw play at Campolo Hum in like 2011. And I reckon we should play that next. My Disco song, Closer.
Can do. Will do. Are doing right now.
You.
It's cool to hear a different type of you, actually.
And you're back in the room. My Disco. Hey. That's a very interesting way to approach a song.
Yeah, it's quite minimal, eh?
Very, very.
And that record's sort of a little bit more poppy for them, I guess. It's not pop, but a lot of their stuff's real experimental.
Red.
Pretty insane live, like really intense. I'd say the second most intense band I've ever seen.
Yeah, like that.
The most intense.
If that were
the
really loud and just band. Going ding, 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 ding at me.
Yeah,
with
like.
A strobe light. Fuck yeah, that'll do it.
And the guy kind of, when he sings repetitive lyrics, he's just staring like through you, you know?
What's the most intense band that you've seen, you're about to say?
Place of Very Strangers.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Whereabouts?
at Laneway.
Yeah.
When he,
it was windy as well, like, that day, wasn't
that
it?
That was crazy, actually.
He snapped his bass in half, eh? I was like...
The only time that they were more powerful was actually at the 95 BFM Lounge. That was somehow the loudest I've ever seen.
All our puny little BFM amps cranked up to like 11.
I was like, you know, like, I don't care if they break. It was mint.
The backstory and all that, right, is that when I was younger, I had like a massive obsession with the D4.
Mm-hmm.
Like, example, I went to see the D4. I went to see the Foo Fighters. Well, I didn't actually. I went to the Foo Fighters gig to see the D4 open.
That's
and then left.
Was this at Galapagos?
After their set?
Or?
No, that was like...
The
big
been,
day out, yeah. Like the Mount Smart tent, boiler room tent or something.
Foo Fighters are like a really big band. It's from the drummer from Nirvana, started a band called Foo Fighters.
But I didn't know that he had joined that band years later, right? And so that's Dion Lunadon, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, next minute I'm like, shit, it's the guy from the D4. What? And then it's just absolutely intense, eh? Snaps his bass in half.
It was crazy, bro. It's like, it's that actually saved my laneway. It was one of those performances where I was like, that stage over by those boats saved my laneway twice. Shane P. Carter one time and Place to Bury Strangers the second time.
Everyone's like sunstroked.
I was
from
just like, oh man,
laneway's
shit. And then the sun goes down and it just gets a little bit fucking crazy over on that stage, you know? Yeah, like old mate just snapping his bass in half and carrying on and shit. So
yeah, cool. I was like, what the hell's going on?
Hey, back to Australian bands in Australia. Has Sir Friends done an Australian adventure?
No, we never
have. I feel
have.
Like you guys would go down a fucking treat.
Yeah.
Just by the name alone.
Little opportunities, but just kind of never pounce on them, eh?
Oh, right,
probably
right.
Should have.
Well, there's still the future.
Yeah, yeah,
whatever
exactly.
That is. Speaking of, do we have any more tracks to spin here, team?
What would you like to play, Brad, from Sir Friends?
I reckon... go Miniskirt Australian band song Animals.
Mm-hmm.
I just reckon if this band came and played here and played it like Whammy or something, it would just go mental. Just picture that in your head. Whammy bar just packed, you know. Put them in like the Others Way festival or something like that, just like good slot, and then play the song. You'll get the vibe.
All right, Brad from Sir Friends calling it.
Yeah,
Others Way.
We'll be right back.
Miniskirt.
Imagine it.
Can confirm that would go very hard at Whammy Bar. Pole or no pole?
Wait, I forgot to mention how we got the opening slot for LMNOP was the guitarist was at the last Field of Dreams. That's where he saw us.
Oh, Justin Pilbrow.
I think that's his name. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's brilliant. Actually, he's been guitaring for Draw, so he's going to be at the Field of Dreams.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
epic.
Yeah.
Look at I think he's a he produces music and stuff as well.
Oh, he's brilliant. Yeah, he's been stateside in New York for a bit.
Far out.
Yeah, no. He's a really talented dude and obviously one of the nicest cats around. So there you go. That's cool that they scout new bands and go for it. I like
that. Yeah, fully, eh? You know, they could have stuck with the Feelers, eh?
It's true. And that's another band with a lot of hits, mate.
Yeah, full on.
Now, Brad from Surf Friends playing at Field of Dreams, a few interested to learn more about Field of Dreams, you can go to fieldofdreamsnz.com.
I can confirm that there is a new date coming. I'm in a Facebook chat right now, and we're adapting to this COVID situation, but we are keeping the dream alive, ladies and gentlemen. Keeping the dream alive.
You've got another. there's another song that you've got lined up that you would like to play. I'm assuming that we'll probably hear some Surf Friends in the next 2 hours because the top 10 is right after the show. So fingers crossed you guys are somewhere near the top tonight.
Yeah, hopefully.
But what would you like to go out on and why?
I reckon Woods, Weekend Wild, because instrumental. Just something different, you know.
I've got Weekend Wind. Is that the track by Woods?
Oh, Weekend Wind. Yeah, that's it. Sorry.
Yeah, sweet.
But it's wild, you see.
What drew you to this track? How did you find it?
I think it's sort of a new one, eh? And it just popped on, and I was like, "That's a pretty rad track." I saw them play at Whammy Bar a few years ago. Really good.
Where are they from?
Highly. Oh, they're Big Sur or something, California maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The guys own the, I think a few of them own the record label Woodsis Records, and they do that Woods Festival, whatever it's called, Woodsis Festival.
Hmm.
And I'm pretty sure when they played Whammy, I'm pretty sure Kevin Morby was in the band playing
bass.
Oh,
shit.
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure he was here, but then the new bass player sort of looks similar, so it could have been him. Very nice.
All Americans.
But let's just go with Kevin Morby was here as well.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
All right, Brad from Surf Friends, a pleasure to chat to you
just
this evening.
Quickly before you go, Brad, can you just let me know? I'm just on Facebook Marketplace and I'm looking at a surfboard. It's $50. Is that a pretty good deal for a surfboard? It seems pretty good. This has been well used but still has a lot of use left. The marks are from the wax. A bargain for a good board.
Far out. Yeah.
It's a short board, I think.
That's real good value, yeah.
It's like, it looks like it used to be white and it's gone yellow, like one of those boards.
Yeah, don't worry about that, mate. It's all good.
Three fins on it. Is that enough fins or would I get?
Yeah, three's good, eh?
Okay.
It's also got the word exit on the top three times.
I feel like the brand is Courtney Waves or something. I'm trying to catch the top of the board there. I don't know. Looks like
$50 is a steal, mate, for a board.
Even just for the surf wax they put into it, really.
Yeah.
Hey, kia ora, bro. Thanks so much.
Do you wax that thing, mate?
It's been a pleasure, bro.
Cheers, guys.
Brad from Surf Friends, do you want to give us a thing? Like, hey, this is Brad from Surf Friends. Wax up that board and get some waves. Or okay. Cheers, BFM. Something like that. You know, you can improvise.
All right, yeah. Hey, guys, this is Brad from Surf Friends. Stay cool. It's like the worst sting ever, but we'll use it, eh?
We fucking will. You know that we will. All right, bro. See you later. Say hi to a Pete.
Yeah, I will. He's fuming.
He gets a chance every day.
Cheers, guys.
Peace out.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.